Blog Talk Radio.
Done, Jordan. Yeah, man.
He that know the right and do it the wrong shall be spanked with many stripes. When the Eden comes, your children step wise. Even though they make mention of them and those,
fire
but never be friends.
Fire,
you know why? You know why? Yes, them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know people are moved with Satan. Righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know people are moved with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Poor people see hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality. We I see that they run down left mommy. We struggle the hard road with fight beginning. Our I see baby has been baby. Nothing that happened now do not seem to amaze way. We know that is the fulfillment of prophecy. Our I see them no build school is church and thing. Church, the penitentiary never empty. Still playing a mental trick on me. Listen, you check you and me check me. And let's bring more love in the black community. Them are the heart of a pagan. Your children are the heart of a lion. I know evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. No. Them are the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Respect the father of the prophet Moses and Abraham. You have to respect the father of Jacob and Solomon. Respect the creator of many nations. He made the birds, he made the beasts, the fishes of the ocean. And fastened them together with his mighty. And he made the man, he made human children, the future of the land. So who is you to disrespect the creator, man? 72 nations bow down and crown him conquering one. It will be beautiful in the sight of God, the Holy One, to see the unification of my nation. Them have the heart of a pagan.
Watch that.
Your children have the heart of a lion. I know people are moved with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion. In the countenance of the Almighty One, poor people see hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality. We I see daddy run gone left mommy to struggle the hard road with five bikini. Our I see baby have been baby. Nothing that happened no do not seem to amaze way. We know that is the fulfillment of prophecy. Our I see them no build school is church and penitentiary. Church, dead, the penitentiary never empty. Still playing a mental trick on me, believe me. Them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know evil a move with Satan. Right of walk in the continent of the
Bye.
Hallelujah. Abba Yah. In the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Savior and Redeemer to us all. Father, forgive us for our sins. Forgive each and every one for our sins. Let us approach you, Father, and give ear to our prayer. Father, times right now. As we come into a new year, as we get closer and closer to the beginning of your year, Father, which you have deemed the beginning of the year, in preparation for the Pesach, in preparation of receiving that Passover lamb, receiving the blood once again, in remembrance our Master has done for us. Satan always turns up the heat this time of year, Father. He always brings those extra demons, his reserves, his arch demons, to the forefront. He goes all out this time of year, Father. Father, your sons and your daughters are struggling right now, physically, mentally, spiritually, Father. Right now, we are going through the rain. We are trying our best, Father, to weather the storm for your help. We ask for your strength. We ask for your leading, you leading us, you are your guidance. Father, right now in this world, physically, the predators are out. The spring is coming upon us. The leopards are out. The hyenas are out. And they're looking to devour all the prey they can. All those newborn gazelles, all those newborn wildebeests, they're looking to devour whomsoever they can. And so is our enemy, Father. He's looking to devour who he can. So we ask, Father, you being our shepherd, you being that good shepherd, Father, that protect your flock, hedge us up, Father. Don't let us go to the left. Don't let us go to the right, Father. And if we do, bring us back with that shepherd hook, Father. Get us back on your path. Father, we need you always, but now more than ever. Strengthen us, lead us, and guide us, Father. Wheresoever you may lead, let us follow. Because you care for us, and you will do us no wrong. We thank you once again for this Shabbat, this time that you have set aside for us, Father, to commune with you, come to you, and to hear your instructions, Father. Thank you for always being there, never leaving us, never forsaking us, Father. Forgive us for taking our eyes off of you sometimes. But Father, just continue to be patient with us. As long as we have breath in our lungs, Father, continue to be patient. We ask all these things in the name of your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our soon coming King, Father. Amen. Family, first and foremost, Bachelon, it's your brother Dayuel, filling in for our brother Ariel. Hope everybody's doing great. So, the Most High allowed me to come forth again. Whenever something like that happens, short notice, I panic a little bit and I go through like, Father, what you going to do? What I'm going to say? What I'm going to do? Maybe this time I bit off more. Calm down, son. You know what? I'm going to let you put your word in my mouth and I'm going to speak it. That's what's going to happen. That's how we're going to deal with this. Well, that's how we always deal. So, calm down. I got something for you. And that song, New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain? We forget sometimes that we're not going through this alone. We're never alone. We might feel like we're alone, but we're not. I especially love the part at the very end when he tells us, come on, let's get wet. Let us get wet. I'm trying to be as loud as I can. I don't know. Is that better? Okay. He said, let us get wet. We're not going through these things alone. When issues arrive, we're not going through these things alone. We should never feel alone. He said he'll never leave us, never forsake us. But today, we're going to start off in the book of John. All right, we're going to start off in the book of John, chapter 8. We're going to read from verse 1 to 11. And what the Most High put on my mind was, we're going to read a little bit later. John chapter 8, starting at verse 1. Yahushua went onto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest you? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Yahushua stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And when they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Yahushua was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Yahushua had lifted himself up and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are thou that those thine accusers? Have no man condemned thee? She said, No man, master. And Yahushua said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee, and sin no more. So, you have a woman caught in adultery. According to the law of Moses, that woman should be dead. She was caught in the act of committing adultery, and she should have been stoned to death. But Yahushua says to them, You're right. She should be stoned to death. So whichever one of y'all is without sin, let him be the first to hit. Let him cast the first stone. And nobody cast a stone. That's just showing the type of man he was. That's just showing why he was God on earth. It's showing his essence. It's showing him. You're right, that law says this. So whichever one of y'all doesn't have sin, see, because if you have sinned, you should be dead too. As quick as you want to kill this woman, you should have killed yourself when you committed that sin. Because the wages of sin is death. That's what the word says. And they knew that, starting from the elder down to the least of them. So, he didn't condemn her. Let's go to the book of Matthew. And we're going to talk Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. It reads, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That's going to be the main focus today. Talking about learning of the Messiah and looking at his yoke. See, because given from the example of the woman caught in adultery, it's easier to forgive that woman than it would to be gathering up some stones and hitting her in the head until she dies. Think about it. Forgive that woman, and she doesn't sin again. She continues to live. Kill her, you have to first gather some stones. I mean, we're just talking about from a physical aspect. First, you got to find some stones. And I believe that at that time, you had to dig a hole first and bury her and stick her in there with the head up. You know, bury up to the neck up. But let's say you didn't even have to do that. Let's just say she's standing up and you got some stones. You got to find some stones and you got to keep on hitting her until she dies with these stones. Then after that, you have to take her outside the camp and bury her body. And whoever did that is unclean for 7 days. So just from a physical aspect, it's better to forgive her. It's easier to forgive her. And this is what Yahushua is saying. His way, his burden is light. See, because that was his burden. His burden was to forgive her. No man condemns you? Okay, neither do I. That's cool. Go and don't sin no more. The way the elders and the Pharisees wanted to do it, people would have became unclean. They would have had a bunch of labor to do. Easier to forgive her. Just from a physical aspect. Let's look at some other stuff. In the book of Matthew, chapter 9, starting at verse 1, it reads, "And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Yahushua, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Yahushua, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? Why are you thinking that this is an evil thing? Why are you thinking I'm blaspheming? Told this man to be happy, be cheerful, smile. Your sins are going to be forgiven. And you're thinking he's blaspheming. He can't put. Why are you thinking this way, man? What's the problem? Let's keep on reading. He says, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. Okay. So it's easier for me to tell this man, Your sins are forgiven you, than to tell him to arise and walk. I'm telling you, get up and walk. It's easier for you, for me to forgive what your transgressions than it is for you to rise and walk, to get up and walk. Because you're, which one's easier? Is it easier for your sins to be your sins to be forgiven, or is it easier for you to get up and walk if you're suffering from paralysis? Verse 6, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. So I'm going to do this just so you understand this. So there's no doubt in your mind, okay, that I have power to forgive sins. He says, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise. Take up thy bed and go on to thy house. So they had an issue with Yahushua saying to the man that your sins are forgiven. Be happy that your sins are forgiven. Be of good cheer that your sins are forgiven you. Oh, you're wrong. You can't say that. Oh, I can't? No problem. Since you don't think I can say that, not only am I going to forgive his sins, but he's going to stand up, take his bed, and go about his business to his house. And I'm going to do this so you'll understand this. So you know that the Son of Man has this ability. Right? Verse 7. And he arose and departed to his house. But verse 8, he says, but when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified Yah, which had given such a power unto men. So they understood it. They got it. You know? They understood that that this man had the power to forgive sins. His burden is light. So because I forgave your sins, I healed you mentally, spiritually. You're being healed. Now you also, I'm going to show it to you, I'm going to manifest it for you, physically. So everybody knows, it won't be a shadow of a doubt that I have this power. And that the Most High gave it to me. So they understood where this power comes from. It came from his father. So his father got glory. We're learning of the Messiah. His burden is light. Let's look at something Isaiah wrote. Starting at verse 18. Yeah. Isaiah 45:18. More things on Mashiach. He says, for thus saith Yahweh that created the heavens, Elohim himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness, things that are right. In other words, I'm speaking the truth. So when Yahushua says, Father, set them apart in the truth, your word is truth. I'm speaking these things. And I'm not saying it in dark places. I'm letting Jacob know, the seed of Jacob know these things. I'm not telling you to seek me in vain. What did I say? Come learn of me. Come learn about my yoke. Come see if my burden is light. Come learn of me. Right? He says, verse 20. Says, assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together that ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye, and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I, Yahweh? And there is no mighty one else besides me. A just mighty one, a savior. There is none beside me. So he's declaring these things unto you. Come learn about me. I'm a just mighty one. I'm fair. I'm a savior. I'm going to save you. And ain't nobody going to save you outside of me. Right? Verse 22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am the mighty one, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. So he says that. And then you fast forward into the New Testament when it says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess the name of Yahushua. Why? Because he's that just, mighty one. His word is truth. And it went out and performed everything it's supposed to do. He was the one who saved you. So come learn of me. Come learn of me. Take on that yoke. See if it's a burden. See if my yoke is burdensome. See, because from the beginning, he said, come to me. Everybody that's working hard, you overburdened, you sweating, you stressing, you doing all these different things, come to me. My burden is not heavy. Verse 24, he says, surely shall one say, in Yahweh have I righteousness, surely, and strength. So when you're overburdened, here comes righteousness and strength. In Yahweh I have these things. Right? He said, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall not be ashamed. So if you're upset at this man who has his strength in Yahweh, you're mad at him, that man's not going to be ashamed. You know, the one who has his strength in Yahweh. You're going to come at him wrong, and you're going to be ashamed. Those who put their trust in Yahweh shall not be ashamed. Yahweh is their strength. But what if you have somebody who never comes and learns of him? What if you have people, I did it on my own. Those people are going to be made ashamed in the very end. They have their grills and bells and whistles now and this, that, and another. But there's something still to come. So come learn of Yahushua. Right? Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 3. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Not a coincidence that Yahushua calls himself living waters. Those who are thirsty, if you drink of me, you're never going to be thirsty again. So what happens to a person who's heavy burden and laden down? Well, if you work a lot, if you have a job, at some point while you're working, you're going to become thirsty. And that's just physically speaking. What about these people? And, think about, because we're just talking, speaking, those things happen. But what about people who are mentally thirsty? What about people who are mentally famished? What about people whose minds never get a rest? Constantly going, constantly going. Spiritually, you never get a rest. You never see a Shabbat spiritually. You never have that one-on-one time with the Most High. Never. Because you're always gone. As your mind's always gone. Your spirit always, never at peace. It's never at rest. Can you hear the Father while your spirit is going like that? Can you hear him? Can you hear what he's saying? Can you hear what he's doing? Isaiah 55, he says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat ye. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. It's free. If you're thirsty, drink for free. You hungry, I got milk and honey over here for free. Come get it. You don't need no money. I'm not charging you for this. Just come get it. Where is the burden of that? That's all. The burden is just getting there to get it. Just come get it, he says. Verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And you labor for that which satisfies not. What you working for? And you know, physically speaking, you got a job you hate. That's labor. That's labor. You got a job that does not satisfy. You're not satisfied at that job. That is labor. Even Solomon writes about that. How a man should find joy in his under the sun. That's labor. You're getting paid and this, that, and another. And it's nothing that you buy. Is when he says bread, something that can sustain you. You're giving something, but you're getting back something that can't sustain you. You know? It's a useless thought. It's a useless thought. Has no value. You know? That's what it is. It has no use. Right? He says, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight in its fatness. So, you're laboring, you're not satisfied. You're getting something in return that is not sustaining you, not satisfying you. Yo, he said, listen to me. Eat that which is good and let your soul delight. Me. Partake of me. Learn of me. Come get some of these waters I got. I got this milk. I got this honey. It's all free. Let your soul delight in that. Let the soul delight in it. Because what you're doing ain't working. Right? Verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Listen to me. That's all he's asking. Listen to me. And I will make a covenant with you. I will show you mercies. See? That's something that those Pharisees, when we was reading how we started off, they ain't know nothing about that. The law says this. So that's how we're going to stone them. So what do you say? Do you agree with Moses or not? Would Yahushua say, yes, I do. I agree with Moses. All of Moses, not just that one part. All of Moses I agree with. Because there's this other part over here that says, the soul that sins shall die. So whichever one of y'all ain't without sin, no problem. Let him cast the first stone. All of Moses. light burdens. Love mercy. You know? In the book of Psalms, let me see. Book of Psalms, chapter 32, starting at verse 1. It reads, a psalm of David, Maskil. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed was that woman caught in adultery. Her transgressions were forgiven, and her sin was covered. Blessed is the whole world whose transgressions were forgiven and their sins are covered. Everybody. Through the mighty one that saves. Through Yahweh, our mighty one. Blessed are we whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is covered, unto whom Yahweh imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. Blessed is somebody whose Yahweh ain't counting their screw-ups, their iniquity. Let me take that back. Not that he's not counting them, he's not charging you for them. Right? Because the word says, we read it every week, took vengeance on their evil deeds. Can't think of it. But he said he's imputed not iniquity. He's not charging you for it. He said, in whose spirit there is no guile. Verse 3, he says, when I kept silence, my bones wax old through my roaring all day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Salah. So, the Most High wanted you, said, your hand is heavy upon you, upon me, because I kept silent. I did something wrong, but I'm keeping silent about it. So your hand was heavy upon me, right? Heavy burden, working hard, right? Verse 5, I acknowledge my sin unto thee and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto Yahweh, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Salah. So when we don't confess our sins unto Yahweh, burden heavy. That's what we're working to do. We're working to try to hide ourselves, hide our sins from the Most High. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we work at it. That's that bread that's not satisfying you, not sustaining you, that you keep on buying into. The Most High don't see me. And people have bought into it so much that they're saying there is no God. They've bought into it that much. We work to hide ourselves from to hide our sins from the Most High. How do we know that? What did Adam and Eve do? Adam and Eve messed up. They heard Yahweh's voice in the cool of the day, and they were afraid. because they were naked. The word say. So they hid themselves. They did their best to hide the mistake, hide the bad choice that they made, instead of confessing. And after that, what happened? Been working ever since. Now comes Yahushua. I acknowledge my sin unto thee and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto Yahweh, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Salah. You forgave me. I don't have that burden anymore. I don't have that heavy hand on me anymore. Because the heavy hand is on you just to get you to confess. That's all you want. Tell the truth, son. You messed up. That's the truth. Sometimes we go through a whole bunch of burdens and nonsense and stuff like that, when all we have to do is say, Father, help me. Father, I'm wrong. Hear me. That's all we had to do was confess. You know? And he got you. I'm not going to count it against you, son. I just need you to learn from it and not make that mistake again. Don't keep on going down. Don't be like that dog that returns to his vomit. Don't be like that. Don't want you to be like that. All right? So, Book of Psalms, chapter 94. We're going to start at verse 16. And it reads, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless Yahweh had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. So now we know who stands up for you against the evildoers, and who rises up, let's say, rises up to you against the evildoers and stands up for you against the workers of iniquity. Yahweh didn't do it. You'd be dead. Because that's what a silent soul is. My soul causes you to hear my voice. The spirit within me working with this flesh. Verse 18, he says, when I said, my foot slippers, thy mercy, O Yahweh, held me up. So I said, my foot slippers, what if my foot was slipping, and I just said, I'm okay. I would have fell. You know, times. A lot of times we go through things, like I said before, unnecessarily, you know, because of pride. A lot of times people need help or want help. You know, and the Most High puts it on the heart of somebody to help, and they don't accept help, you know, because of pride. But the Most High says, confess, talk about it, let me know, and I'm going to send somebody to help you. You know? It was Yahushua talked about, you know, if you see a brother who needs a cloak, give him your coat too. Brother needs to walk a mile, walk 2 miles with him. In other words, do whatever needs to be done for your brother. See, but sometimes pride gets involved. And your brother will see that you need something, and he'll try to do something to you, do something for you. And you'll go, no, I'm okay, I'm good, I got it, you know, I got it, I'm all right. But brother, I see you need this, but your pride gets involved. Because we don't want to feel a certain type of way, or we don't want to be, we think somebody's looking at us or a certain type of way, or this, that, and another. You know, your pride gets involved. That's nothing but pride. Because if your brother sees you have a need, you ain't even had to go to him. He saw you had a need. And the Most High put it on his heart to fulfill that need. You know? But your pride get involved and say, no, no, no. And now you're going without. Because your brother could have, you would have had a cloak and a coat. You would have been completely satiated, completely satisfied. But you denied it. You know? Sorry, I just went on a tangent a little bit. You know, because in life, thinking about hunting season, man, this is the time of the year when all new life is starting to, and, you know, I watched a couple documentaries, especially about, you know, it's talking about Africa and, you know, the different animals. A real good one is Speed Kills, and it's talking about how fast, some of the fastest moving animals, you know, your cheetahs, your hyenas, your gazelles and this, that, and another move. Even wildebeest, when I watched it, I didn't know a wildebeest could move that fast, you know. But your newborns are being birthed now, and they're the weak ones, you know, and it's hunting season. Now, if that mother, or, you know, the prey had the ability to take on the predator instead of running, you don't think it would, you know, to help its son or daughter or the child? No, the child has to come out in like 5 or 10 minutes. It has to know how to run to survive, you know? But if he could help, he would, you know? Point being, don't deny help when it's given to you. You know, any type of help. Sometimes you just got to get some stuff off your chest. That's help. Sometimes a listening ear can be more helpful, because I've got some friends that's going through some stuff, and they just, that's all they got to do is talk. But they don't want to talk. You know? But what can you do? You can't make a person talk. They just don't understand. And it shouldn't be like that within Israel. You know, when help comes, accept it. It's from the Most High. We're going to read something a little bit later and let you know. All right. But he says, when I said my foot slippers, thy mercy, O Yahweh, held me up. Verse 19. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Whenever you're going through something, think about the good that Yahweh has done for you and watch it disappear. A lot of times, I was on my way home last week or the week before, and man, I was going at it with the Most High. And I'm like, all kinds of crap was just going through, and I was just laying my burdens on him. I'm like, I'm trying this, I'm trying to be good, and this, that, and another, and why can't I have? And all this stuff. And all he said to me was, Tobiah. I'm your good day, well. And when he said that, I calmed down. And I said, you're right. You are my good. And I agreed to it. In the multitudes of thoughts, the tumult, the chaos that's going in and swirling around in your mind, he has to go ahead and let that chaos swirl and then bring that little one piece to dissipate it, get it all out of there. But you have to listen. You have to focus on it. You have to release your burdens onto him. He can handle it. But his burden is light. Yah is my good. I'm your good, Deuel. And he had to remind me of that. I'm your good. It ain't nothing else in this world good to you. I'm your good. We forget. But he brings these things back to mind. In the multitude of thoughts, it's him that comforts us. Think about all the mercies that he's shown you throughout the years. Whenever you're going through whatever it is you're going through, think about it. Because we forget. We might want something, have desires, or this, that, and another. Hold up. I got you. What about this? And you will be comforted. He will comfort you. He will make that burden lighter. We don't have to be overcumbered by anything anymore. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes we just don't apply ourselves. Because that plays a part in it too. We just don't apply ourselves. That's something I had to come to realize and accept about me. Sometimes I just flat out get lazy. And some struggles that I have, I don't have to have them. It's because I'm not fighting hard enough. It don't have to be that way. You know? Well, that's the truth of the matter. You know? So we pray for strength. And Father, strengthen us and be patient. Continue to be patient with us, Father. Continue, always. But he says, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Verse 20, throne of iniquity hath fellowship with thee, which frame of mischief by law. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But Yahweh is my defense, and my mighty one is the rock of my refuge. He's our defense, and he's the rock. He's the strength of our refuge. He's the stability of our refuge. He's the building block, the cornerstone of our refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their wickedness. Yea, Yahweh, our mighty one, shall cut them off. When we think upon him. Because in the multitude of our thoughts, there's a lot of wickedness up there. Whether we like to admit it or not, a lot of the wickedness up there.
Next
to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 21 through 26. And when I read this, that's when Yahweh showed me, you know, to play that song, Can You Stand the Rain? You know, because it says some stuff in here. It says some stuff in here. It says, Isaiah 43, starting at verse 21, it reads, This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. So, we're working against the Most High. That's how he starts. Well, he ain't start this off, but that's this section right here. Verse 23. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. So, not only are you not offering the right things, you know, because whenever you offer, you know, cattle or this, that, and another, firstlings. You know, you're not supposed to be bringing no old beat up cattle and giving it to Yahweh. You're not supposed to be doing that. He said, you ain't honoring me with your sacrifices. And I have not caused you to serve with an offering, nor worried you with incense. I ain't even asked you. This ain't how you serve me. You don't serve me cutting up cattle. You don't. That's not what I wanted. You don't serve me burning incense. That ain't what I wanted. Even though I have an altar right there for the priest to burn. Yeah, I do ask you when you mess up, or if you just give them a free will offering or something. You're just offering this to me. That's not how you serve me. Because when I brought you out of Egypt, I ain't tell you to do all that. It says that in another spot. I just told you to obey my voice. That's how you serve me. But now you're offering up this cattle and this, that, and another, and you think you're serving me. Right? Verse 24, he says, Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thy iniquities. So now, I'm getting tired of you doing this. You're wearing yourself out and you're wearing me out. You keep on coming to me with it. You're making me serve with your sins. That's what you're doing to me, Israel. Verse 25. I am he that blotteth out your transgressions for my sake and will not remember your sins for my sake. Y'all out here messing up so bad that I have to forgive y'all transgressions for my own sake. I have to forgive y'all transgressions for my sake. You know, it's sort of like that when you made your parent upset, and he or she tells you, go somewhere before I hurt you. They send you away, not for your sake, but for their sake. That's how the Most High feels about, what did he say in verse 21, about the people that he formed for himself to show forth his glory. That was our purpose. But we work hard at not doing what the Most High said. To the point he said, y'all wearing me out. Y'all wearing me with these sins. Y'all making me to serve with your sin. So he says, I am him that blotteth out your transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. And I hope everybody is paying attention, because everything that was read, Yahushua did. All right? We just read this about, you know, the man with the palsy. How Yahweh forgives sin. He blots out sin. All right? But he says, and will not remember them for thy sake. Verse 26. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Look, man. Remember me. Number one, talk to me, number two, and say you messed up. Remove the burden from you so you may be justified, so you may be in right standings, so you will be upright with me. That's all you got to do. Let loose your burdens. Let them go. Why hold on to them? My yoke is light. Because I'm going to blot out your transgressions if you ask me to do them. I'm not going to hold them against you. Where it says, Yahweh said he's not going to be angry forever. Right? He's not going to be. All right. Book of Micah. Chapter 7. Not in that. Verse 18. Again. Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Starts off. Who is a mighty one, like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity. I'm not counting this against you. I'm forgiving you for your transgressions. Right? And passeth by the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage. What other mighty one did that compare him to? What God can you compare Yahweh to? He forgave your transgressions and the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage. Some folks ain't even come along yet. Well, they're here now, but at that time, they ain't even come along yet. He retaineth not his anger forever. I'm not angry forever, because he delights in mercy. So, yes, woman, you're wrong for committing adultery. And, yes, y'all should kill her. But whoever's with sin, let him cast the first stone. Nobody condemns you? Good. I don't condemn you either. Don't sin no more. Mercy. He delights in that. He delights it. He loves it when we get it. They was in the temple. He said, yeah, y'all tithe y'all mint, y'all tithe y'all anise, y'all tithe y'all cumin. That's nice. But what about the weightier matters? Love, justice, mercy. What about these? Y'all ain't giving the tenth part of that. Y'all ain't giving the tenth part of that. Y'all under the strictness of the law. You're not giving the tenth part of that. He says, he retains not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. Verse 19, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. It is finished, he said. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. What mighty one is going to do that? You can't compare Yahweh to anybody. Can't do it. Can't do it. His burden is light. His yoke is light. If you're weary, you're tired, of all that heavy lifting, all that heavy lifting of your sins, I got you. No problem. I'm going to subdue your sins. Oh, and that word subdue, in the Hebrew, number 353, almost forgot that one. That word is kabash. It's a primitive root. It means to tread down, hence negatively, to disregard. Positively, to conquer, to subjugate, to violate. That's what he's going to do to your sins. Conquer your sins. So when he said something Paul wrote, I gotta find it. One second. We're gonna start. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to start. All right, we'll start at verse 22, just to get an idea. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 22, it reads, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Mashiach shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Mashiach, the first fruits, afterward, they that are Mashiachs at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to Yah, even the Father, when he shall have put down all the rule and all authority and all power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." What is the wages of sin? Thinking about Michael when he was writing that. They understood that. Right? He said, "The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. It is finished. All power under heaven and earth is given unto me." Everything given unto me. Right? But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. He's talking about the Father. That's the only thing that is not under Yahushua. That's it. Everything else under him. He has power, authority over everything outside of the Father, even death. to give y'all that idea. So you could keep on reading it. Let's keep on reading. He says, it is manifest that he is, just the next verse. And verse 27. But he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. Verse 28. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that Yah may be all in all. So he's just telling you, just explaining to you a little bit more. All right? Yahushua is going to take control when he comes. Everything is going to be underneath him. Everything is underneath him right now. But physically speaking, he's going to have everything subjected to him in this realm when he cracks that sky. And then he's going to turn it over to Yah, the Father. All right? Now, we want to read a couple more things. I said, learn of Mashiach. His burden is light. Book of Psalms, chapter 38. Right? Starting at verse 1. It reads, a song of David to bring to remembrance. O Yahweh, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thy arrow stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth sore against me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. I have sinned so much, it's weighing me down. And this David writing, this is the man after Yahweh's own heart, he says. This is him writing, and this is a song to bring to remembrance. For my iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink. They are corrupt because of my foolishness. I'm messing up, he says. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all day long. Nothing ain't right. I'm agitated. I'm troubled. There's no rest for me. I just can't get it right. Going on with me, Father? Because of my foolishness. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. So now I'm yelling at folks. I'm angry. I'm upset. I'm roaring because there's no, my mind ain't right. I got all this stuff weighing down on, and I snap. That's what we call it. And people looking at you like, what's the matter with him? But they don't know what's going on with you mentally. They don't know all the troubles that you're going through. And they'll never know. They don't know that you're going through a storm. They don't get it, because all they see is the smile on your face. They just don't get it. But you gotta keep fighting. And you cry out to the Father. And you keep on crying out to the Father. says, I'm feeble and I'm sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Master, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of my eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my soul, and my kinsmen stand afar off. People don't want to be bothered with you. Figure out what's going on. Even your own family don't want to be bothered with you. Your close comrades, people you've done everything with, people you've told your secrets to, people that know you better than almost any other human being on this planet, don't want to be bothered with you. He says, they also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and imagine deceits all the day long. Deaf man heard not, and I was as a dumb man that opened not his mouth. I'm just taking it, and I don't have to. You're just taking it. Thus I was a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Yahweh, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Master, my Elohim. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. Father, hear me. That's what we pray. Incline your ear to us, Father. Hear your doings. Don't let these people rejoice over your heritage. He said, for I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt. I'm ready to give up. And I know I personally felt that way quite sometimes. A lot of times. I'm ready to stop. You don't want to do it anymore. And then he says, Tobiah, I'm your good. I'm your good. Always there, well. You have to weather this storm. I'm weathering it with you, but you have to go through the rain. I'm going to get wet with you, but you got to go through it. So what you do? Chin up and go through it. You keep fighting. You don't give up. But you lighten your load and give it to the one who can lift it. He says, for I am ready to halt. And my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. Father, I'm sorry I messed up. Forgive me. And I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to do my best not to fall into the snares of the devil. He says, but my enemies are lively. And they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are my adversaries. Because follow the thing that good is. because I follow and do the thing that is good for me. Because I follow and do. So they render the good things I do. And more people just add on. Verse 21. Forsake me not, O Yahweh, O my mighty one. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Yahweh, my salvation. And you know, our brother went through that. And a lot of us can relate. Day-to-day struggles, that's right there. It's right there, you know. But sometimes we just have burdens that we refuse to release. We just want to eat that bread that doesn't do anything for us. That's what we want. Zero nutritional value, zero, it has nothing for us. And it's not even satisfying us. Don't even taste good. But we devouring it, you know. But Yahusha lightened our burdens. And we just have to give it to him, you know. So this is our last verse. Learn of him. Walk with him. Lighten your burdens. You know. 1 Peter chapter 5, starting at verse 6. It reads, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yah, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you, and he cares so much for you that he take on all your burdens. I got it. Don't mind me. I got it. No problem. Not heavy at all. I got it. Give it to me. Here, you take this yoke right here. It's real light. Oh yeah, just come on. I got the burdens. Because he cares for you. And he wants what's good for you. Because you do good. People try to repay you with evil. But Yah is your good. Right? He says, casting all your care upon him, but he cares for you. Verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And the first person that he is going to devour, a lion with, is the one who's not sober, who's not vigilant. The one who's not paying attention. That's the first one. He's going to creep up on them because lions love to pounce. He's going to creep up on them and take you and kill you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9. Whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, they resist the devil in your faith, with your faith. Resist him. You got to fight him back. You got to go through the ring. Resist him. You just don't lay down and let a lion eat you. No, you're going to fight for your life. So that's exactly what you do. Fight for your life, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We all pray, and these lions are running around looking to devour who they can, whoever's not paying attention. So when, right now, hunting season, they go after the weak, they go after the frail, they go after the lame, they go after these other animals, you're talking about these predators, they go after them. Take it on a human level. You have men and women who are predators, and they go after the young. They go after the fatherless child, the motherless child, the one who don't have much, and try to seduce them with things that they don't have. Predators come in all forms. Verse 10. But the mighty one of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Yahushua HaMashiach, after that which you have suffered a while. So we got to go through the storm. We got to get wet to weather the storm. As the song said, got to. But know that we're not going through it alone. All the brethren are going through it. You're not the only one getting wet. I think sometimes we forget that. No. Some people get wet, been through a storm, and they know to bring an umbrella. We can help one another. You know, but he says, but the mighty one of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Yahushua HaMashiach, after that you have suffered a while, and this comes after the suffering, he says, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle. In that order. Tribulation works patience. Patience produces expectation. The tribulation has to come. This is how he makes you perfect. Mashiach learned obedience through the things he suffered. So shall we, by the things we suffered. You're made whole, you're established. Like, all right. He's moving a little bit. We got it. All right. Then you're strengthened, then you're settled. It's sort of like planting a tree. You go by a tree and you dig a hole for it, right? And, you know, some trees, when they're called in their sapling form, as they say, they're not strong enough to grow up straight, you know. So what they do is they put these little it's some wire, and they connect some little posts around it to establish the tree, put it on that right path, because if it's in their sapling form, the wind blow too hard, it can push it over, and then the tree is not growing correctly. It's growing to the left or growing to the right. It's not growing straight up. But if you establish this path for this tree, it continues to grow that way. After a while, when it gets big enough and strong enough and rooted enough, you know, you could take the poles away because it's strengthened now. And at the time, that tree get settled. Where the only way you're going to get it to move is if you cut it down. The roots are deep, and you just ain't going to knock it over. You know, same thing with Mashiach, same thing with us. That's how he does it. You know. But at the end of the lesson, you know, I hope and I pray that everyone finds peace and joy, happiness. And remember, this is the time that the Father has set apart for us. Lay your burdens on. Lay your burdens on him right now in the nighttime portion. If you are not praising, if you're not doing a service right now, lay your burdens on. Right now, I'm not at service. We're going to have service in the morning. I'm going to talk to my Father tonight. I'm going to get these burdens off of me. I'm going to lighten my load. You know? And everything going to be fine because he said it would be. This has been your brother, David Wealth. You know, and hopefully our brother Ariel will be here next week. And Shabbat Shalom, family. See y'all in the morning.